Just a thought that came to my mind right before I clicked publish here. You know, this little stray self here, maybe you can see it better in the picture where it's with other pieces. You know, I added that red base mostly because I wanted some warmth. I actually added that before I added the little piece of ribbon there, and I let it kind of spreads out at the bottom there. And when I looked at the whole piece, it made the whole thing look a little bit like it was growing upward, like a tree, because of the little flange at the bottom there. And when I did that, then I thought, well, I can't really make it into a tree because it sort of has a limitation on the side. But then, you know, I saw the figure inside as a tree also. You know, this nesting thing, one thing inside another, and then how the perimeters of those things can react. Gosh, I don't even know how to explain this. I'll probably get to it later. Anyway, it's a really nice compositional element when you nest things one inside the other and then fragment the continuation of that. In other words, it's almost as if the figure is a tree inside of a tree, and the tree on the outside doesn't sprout, but the tree on the inside sprouts, and then the forms work together. I'm just rambling. I do that.